Now, the Cambridge Bob Dylan Society is celebrating its 25th anniversary in Cambridge this afternoon. Keith Agar is from the Society. Hello, Keith.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Not so bad, thank you. Now, what's happening on Friday?
Well, we're in the Holiday Inn in near Histon. We've got a lot of people who've been to the Cambridge Bob Dylan Society meetings over the last 25 years are coming along. We've got about 100 people turning up, as well as people from outside of the Dylan meeting world, if you like.
Go on, sell him to me, because I've never been a real fan. I love his songs, don't get me wrong. I think he writes great songs, but only when other people sing them.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that. You think about things like All Along the Watchtower with Jimi Hendrix and Wheels on Fire from Absolutely Fabulous and so forth. You know, he wrote all of these. But yeah, some people, he's one of these, he's a bit like Marmite. You know, you either love him or you hate him, I suppose. But you've got to admire, you know, he's been on the go now for, what, nearly 50 years.
Mm.
And even just this month, he's broken the record for the oldest person to have an album going straight to number one in both the UK and the US. You know, so, I mean, you might be in the minority there.
Oh, I don't know. He's notorious for being a bit grumpy, though, isn't he?
Well, he's a very private individual. He never appears on chat shows. He keeps himself to himself. He doesn't like the celebrity bit. All he likes doing is touring and recording. He's been on a never-ending tour since about 1987. And that's he's just basically a music guy. He doesn't like the celebrity part of fame, you know.
How many times have you seen him live?
Oh, God. It would probably be about 60, 70 times, I would have thought.
As many as that? Blimey.
And yeah, the people in the society that we go to see have probably seen about 300 times.
Over what kind of period of time would that be, then?
Well, I first saw him in 65. When he came over, I was living in Middlesbrough at the time, and I went to see him at Newcastle City Hall. And he was doing his acoustic-only set at that time. So it was like Time to Our Change and Blowing in the Wind, some of the sorts, It Ain't Me Babe type, you know. And then from the following year in 66, where he started doing half acoustic and half electric. And that's when he lost a lot of his folk followers, but gained a hell of a lot of rock and roll fans.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you had to name one Dylan song which you would, let's say, would be the last thing you heard on this earth, what would it be?
That's simple, but it might be one that not many people have heard of. It's called Brownsville Girl, Brownsville Girl.
And what makes that so special?
Well, it's a narrative. It's about an 11-minute song, and it just rolls and rolls and rolls, and it tells a story, but you have to listen to it about a million times before you can even start to think what it's all about. It makes you think. It's a bit challenging. That's the thing about Dylan. He challenges people.
Yeah, I certainly do find him challenging. I'll give you that. So if people want to find out more about the anniversary on Friday, what should they do?
Well, we're at the Holiday Inn. It starts at 7 o'clock. We've got Carolyn Hester, who is a famous folk singer coming over from America.
Oh, yeah.
She actually was the girl that got Dylan on the road, if you like. She met him in the early 60s. In fact, she met him on the day Barack Obama was born.
Blimey.
Interesting fact for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's a piece of history for you.
And she actually was instrumental in getting him seen by a record producer, and that got him on his way. So we've got Caroline performing on the evening. We've got a Dylan tribute band coming down from Middlesbrough to perform. And in the company of some really lovely people. We'll have about 100 people there. They're just absolutely lovely, welcoming. You know, they're not elitist in any way. Just lovely.
And do you know how much it is?
It's £15 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 months, on the first Friday of every even month, we have a meeting in the Red Lion at Grandchester. And there's normally about 30, 35 people turn up for that. That's £2 to get in, and we show Dylan videos and so forth. And it's a social occasion. It's a social event, you know. We're not sort of anoraks in any way. We just love getting together, and the focus, the catalyst, is Dylan.
Smashing. I tell you what, seeing as it's you, Keith, I'll play some Dylan.
Oh, brilliant. Which one are you going for, then?
I'm going to go for the one that I can just about stomach.
I bet I can guess what it is.
Go on, then.
Lear Lady Lear?
Yeah, how did you guess? Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Keith.
See you later.
That's Keith Agar from the Cambridge Bob Dylan Society. And I do apologise, there's just something about it. It sets my teeth on edge. We'll have all your travel news next here at BBC Radio Cambridgeshire after the man himself and Lay Lay Delay.
Lay Lay Delay, lay across my big breast bed.